curious minds, exploring the wonders of creation.
How did Allah create humans and creatures?
Allah created humans and creatures through His divine will and power.
What are humans and creatures made of?
Humans and creatures are made of various elements, including flesh, water, blood, bones, and air.
How do bodies function?
Bodies function through intricate systems and processes designed by Allah, including circulation, respiration, digestion, and nervous coordination.
Who makes creatures move?
Allah is the one who grants movement to creatures, enabling them to walk, run, fly, and swim.
Why do birds fly?
Birds fly by Allah design, utilizing their wings and aerodynamic features to navigate the skies.
How do creatures swim?
Creatures swim through the coordination of their muscles and fins, propelled by the buoyancy of water, all guided by Allah wisdom.
What is the role of oxygen in living beings?
Oxygen is essential for respiration, providing the energy needed for cellular functions and sustaining life.
How do creatures communicate?
Creatures communicate through various means, including vocalizations, body language, and chemical signals, all part of Allah's intricate design.
Why do creatures have different colors and patterns?
Allah created creatures with diverse colors and patterns, each serving unique purposes such as camouflage, warning signals, or attracting mates.
How do creatures find food?
Creatures find food through instincts, senses, and specialized adaptations bestowed upon them by Allah.
What is the purpose of creatures in the ecosystem?
Creatures play vital roles in maintaining the balance of ecosystems, contributing to processes like pollination, decomposition, and nutrient cycling.
How do creatures protect themselves from danger?
Creatures employ various defense mechanisms, including camouflage, venom, armor, and speed, all part of Allah's wisdom in ensuring their survival.
Why do creatures hibernate or migrate?
Creatures hibernate or migrate in response to environmental changes, guided by instincts given to them by Allah for survival.
How do creatures reproduce?
Creatures reproduce through various methods, including mating, laying eggs, and giving birth, all governed by Allah's laws of nature.
Why do creatures live in different habitats?
Allah has placed creatures in diverse habitats suited to their unique needs and adaptations, ensuring their survival and flourishing.
What is the purpose of creatures in the world?
Creatures glorify Allah through their existence, serving as signs of His wisdom, power, and creativity.
How do creatures adapt to their environments?
Creatures adapt to their environments through genetic variation and natural selection, reflecting Allah's design for diversity and resilience.
Why do creatures have different sizes and shapes?
Allah has created creatures in various sizes and shapes to fulfill specific roles and niches within ecosystems.
How do creatures navigate without getting lost?
Creatures navigate using internal compasses, celestial cues, landmarks, and sensory perception, all provided by Allah for guidance.
What is the significance of creatures in human lives?
Creatures enrich human lives by providing companionship, food, resources, and inspiration, all blessings from Allah.
How do creatures show compassion and care?
Creatures exhibit care and compassion towards their offspring and fellow beings, reflecting Allah's attributes of mercy and love.
Why do creatures live in groups or colonies?
Creatures form groups or colonies for protection, cooperation, and reproduction, following Allah's wisdom in social organization.
How do creatures survive in extreme environments?
Creatures adapt to extreme environments through physiological, behavioral, and anatomical adaptations, all manifestations of Allah's providence.
What happens to creatures after they die?
Creatures return to Allah upon death, their bodies decomposing and returning to the earth as part of the natural cycle of life and death.
How can we appreciate and care for creatures?
We can appreciate and care for creatures by respecting their habitats, conserving natural resources, and treating them with kindness and compassion, fulfilling our responsibility as stewards of Allah's creation.